My name is Ketsiorelian, Ketsiorelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for David F. Travers, C-A-V-I-D, middle initial F, last name T-R-A-V-E-R-S. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 4 from 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, as well as obesity, and the aging process, period. The most recent kidney functions have declined from a 3B to a 4, with B1 of 71 from 56, creatinine of 2.55 from 1.89, and a GFR of 26 from 37. This decline in kidney functions could be related to dehydration, as evidenced by elevation of the BUN creatinine ratio of 28, a BUN of 71, as well as a BUN of 71, period. The patient denies any recent use of NSAIDs, antibiotics, or any recent sicknesses, period. This could also be related to interstitial nephritis secondary to nephrotoxic medications such as phenofibrate, furosemide, Farxiga, lisinopril, period. Since the Farxiga and the lisinopril are helping the patient, at this time we will not discontinue, nor do we recommend any future discontinuation at for now. However, we will recommend holding the fenofibrate since the GFR has dropped below 30, as well as adjust the furosemide from 40 milligrams every other day to 40 milligrams as needed, period. We instructed him to use his weight as a guiding factor as to whether or not he takes the furosemide. For instance, if he weighs more than, if he weighs 2 to 3 pounds more than his usual weight, we recommend that he takes, if he weighs more than 2 to 3 pounds, above his usual weight and he notices peripheral edema, we recommend that he takes the one tablet of the furosemide. However, if he weighs less than his usual weight and he there is no edema or signs of dehydration or he displays signs of dehydration, then he is to hold the furosemide and drink a little bit more fluid. We recommend fluid restriction of about 45 to 50 ounces in 24 hours. He will drink closer to 50 ounces if he is dehydrated and closer to 40 ounces if, I mean 45 ounces if he if he is retaining fluids, period. The patient verbalizes understanding of these instructions, period. The most recent labs show no evidence of proteinuria, shows no evidence of non-selective proteinuria, with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 132 milligrams from 169 milligrams, and mild elevation of selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 41 milligrams, period. The Farxiga is likely the result, is likely the reason for the lack of proteinuria. So we recommend continuing it, period. He is euvolemic today and he denies any urinary symptoms, period. We will closely monitor the GFR in the upcoming visit. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very stable with A1C of 6.2% from 6.2%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is under control with blood pressure of 113 over 67. He is euvolemic. Continue with decreased sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours, period. Continue with the current regimen, period. Next line, hyperphosphatemia with serum phosphorus level of 4.9. We recommend a decreased decreased dietary intake of phosphorus to prevent calcification of the blood vessels, period. We provided him with written information on the recommended low phosphorus foods, period. He verbalizes understanding. Next line, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen, except of the phenofibrate, which we recommend discontinuation of, period. Next line, hyperuricemia, which is stable on uric, U-L-O-R-I-C, with uric acid of 5.0 from 4.7, period. Next line, right knee osteoarthritis. The patient receives steroid shots, steroid injections with his PCP, period. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 39.2. He weighs 289 pounds today. He has lost a significant amount of weight over 18 pounds since April of this year, period. We encourage him to continue weight loss by increasing his physical activity level, adopting continuing a plant-based diet devoid of processed foods and animal protein, and by continuing the Farxiga, period. Next line. The patient is hemodynamically stable, thus we are not as concerned about the declined kidney function, especially since there is no evidence of proteinuria or other concerns. Period. We will continue. We will reevaluate this case in about 3 months. With laboratory workup and